Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. It's a joyless profession, life in the fast lane. Right after the University of Alabama had just won its third, or was it fourth, national championship under head coach Nick Saban, the look on his face was very telling. As the players and fans celebrated on the field and in the stands, the greatest college football coach of our generation seemed slightly pleased and occasionally would crack a smile as one of his players came over to give him a big hug. When my wife and I discussed why Coach Nick Saban didn't appear very happy, I said, "It's probably because he's already thinking about how to win again next year." Sure enough, Saban was interviewed in the following days and effectively said, quote, "We're going to lose a lot of those players to the NFL. We can celebrate for a few days, but then it's time to get back to work." It made me sad to know that the best coach in college football felt like he couldn't let his guard down just for a little while and enjoy himself and wind down for a few weeks. For Nick Saban, the drive for perfection and championships served as his personal motivation. Now retired, he worked for nearly 50 years, 34 as a head coach, in a highly competitive business. And other coaches were watching his every move and were scheming to knock him off of the top spot of that ladder.
I'm all in.
During last Saturday's LSU versus Florida football game, the 4-5 Gators, sparked by a sellout home crowd, played with tremendous passion against the Tigers. Florida's players and their fans all knew that their team's football coach, Billy Napier, was likely to be fired if the Gators dropped this game to the Tigers. A team sport like football is generally played with great passion. When two football teams have players of similar size and skills, the difference often comes down to coaching. The team which is best prepared for a game often wins by managing their passion and relying on the disciplines long learned before kickoff. Coach Nick Saban would call it trusting the process. The smallest details really do matter, and that's especially true when it comes to winning football games against opponents with similar abilities. If your team commits fewer penalties, has less turnovers, and executes its plays and game plan better than the other team, you have a higher chance of coming out on top.
Yes!
Discipline starts in practice. Mastering those fundamentals like getting into the proper stance and lining up properly, knowing your team's playbook, must occur before you even start running basic plays in practice. And once the team masters that first level, the coaches will then add more elaborate plays and schemes geared toward defeating upcoming opponents. The head coach of a football team functions much like a band or orchestra leader. Since he doesn't play an instrument, the head coach's job is to ensure that the music or game plan is executed well. And all of those talented individual players must willingly accept instruction and follow the directions of their leader. Last Saturday evening in Gainesville, Florida, LSU football coach Brian Kelly looked as defeated as his team was. He spent most of the second half with his hands down on his knees in frustration as LSU fell to 6-4 with their 27-16 loss at now 5-5 Florida. LSU has now lost three straight games after starting this season 6-1. And Saturday's loss at Florida ended Coach Brian Kelly's 7-year personal streak of leading his teams to 10 or more wins, the last five of his years at Notre Dame and the first two at LSU. As one of the most successful college football coaches of the last 20 years, Brian Kelly is paid handsomely to coach at LSU. He's now in the third year of a 9-year, $95 million contract.
Excellent.
The 63-year-old Kelly is one of America's highest-paid college football coaches. Whether measured by wins and losses, or even at the bank, Coach Brian Kelly should still be a happy man. But he just doesn't look that way, at least recently. A spot in the college football playoffs is now off the table in Baton Rouge. LSU's rabid fan base is not happy about the prospects of their team playing in a late December bowl game, even if it does come in sunny Central Florida. And the NIL offers are going to be coming for LSU's most talented players. And several will vamoose for more money and playing time at some other school, probably before December even arrives. The usually unflappable LSU football coach has begun to face a more unpleasant line of questioning recently from the press during this 3-game losing streak too. The social media backstabbers are, of course, out en masse to get him. It would take more than $60 million for LSU's big money backers to dismiss this coach with 6 years left on his contract. And Brian Kelly knows that the whispers have now become more audible in recent weeks. Even if LSU finishes with a regular season record of 8-4 by defeating both 6-4 Vanderbilt and 5-5 Oklahoma at home in the final 2 weeks, Tiger fans are not happy with this 2024 season. Regardless of how much money Coach Brian Kelly is paid, he left Notre Dame to take this job at LSU with the goal of winning championships for the state of Louisiana. His biggest critic is likely to be himself. Losing is really tough, and the pressure associated with losing builds by the week. Even the nation's best college football coaches often find themselves out of a job. One of the greatest college football coaches of all time, of course, was Alabama's Paul Bear Bryant. And every year, the Paul Bear Bryant Award is given to the top college football coach for that season. Let's review the list of coaches over the last 15 years and see where those coaches are today. 2023's top coach was Mike Norvell of Florida State. He's 1-10 this year in 2024, and the fans want to fire him as soon as possible. 2022's Coach of the Year was Sonny Dykes of TCU. Well, they're 6-4 this year. His job seems safe, at least for now. In 2021, it was Luke Fickell, the Cincinnati head coach, and they're just 5-5 this year in 2024. In 2020, it was none other than Nick Saban himself at Alabama. He retired after the 2023 season, and he now works for ESPN. In 2019, remember Ed Orgeron at LSU? Yes, National Coach of the Year was fired in 2021, and he's still unemployed. In 2018, it was Dabo Swinney of Clemson. He's 8-2 this year and seems secure in his job, at least for this year. In 2017, the Coach of the Year was Scott Frost at Central Florida. He left to take the Nebraska job in 2018 and then got fired there after the 2022 season. In 2016 and 2015, it was Dabo Swinney again. He did a good job for a while. In 2014, it was Gary Patterson, the top coach at TCU. He resigned, or was fired, depending on how you look at it, after the 2021 season. In 2013, the top coach was Gus Malzahn of Auburn. Remember him? He was fired at Auburn after the 2020 season, but now he's the head coach at the University of Central Florida. The 2012 top coach was Bill O'Brien at Penn State. He took the job with the Houston Texans in 2013, and they fired him in 2020. And in 2024, he just now picked up a head coaching job at Boston College. The 2011 top coach was Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State. He's just 3-8 this year, but he's in his 20th season with a record of 169-86. In 2010, the top coach in the land was Gene Chizik at Auburn. Remember him? He was fired 2 years later in 2012. He's now the defensive coordinator at the University of North Carolina. And finally, in 2009, the top coach in the land was Chris Peterson at Boise State. He would take the job at the University of Washington in 2013 and then resigned in 2019. That makes five of those 13 coaches who have been fired from the schools where they won the National Coach of the Year honors at some point. Ed Orgeron, Scott Frost, Gary Patterson, Gus Malzahn, and Gene Chizik. All are no longer employed. Two of those men, Nick Saban and Chris Peterson, have now retired from football. We still see Coach Saban every Saturday morning on the ESPN College Game Day show. Why did a relatively young and successful coach like Chris Peterson, who had a career record of 147 wins and just 38 losses at Boise State and Washington, get out of coaching 5 years ago at the age of 55? Well, here's what Coach Peterson said to a reporter 3 years after he left the University of Washington. Quote, "I had the most beautiful job and I worked my whole life to get the job at the University of Washington. It was a wonderful university and I was aligned with the administration. But I'm not enjoying this and I'm frustrated with this. What's wrong with me?" he said. "I could not make sense of it. So since stepping away, I've made a lot of sense of things and have talked to thousands of coaches and business leaders. What is the purpose of you coaching? It's not just to win a bunch of games. Making a bunch of money? Well, that could be your purpose, but it shouldn't. That might be one of your goals. That stuff is short-lived. So what is the purpose of your life? And why are you working in this arena?" Former college football coach Chris Peterson believes that the new NCAA transfer portal can work in two different ways. Players are able to quickly change schools, yes, but coaches can also encourage some of their locker room divas to take their bad attitudes somewhere else. With this transfer portal, I give the same advice as with my career. I think you need to be slow to go somewhere. Now, blame the coach has become an epidemic in college athletics. There are 14 universities which comprise the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. And in the past few weeks, an incredible 5 coaches in that conference have been dismissed. At Rice, it was Mike Bloomgren, who'd been there 6.5 years with a record of 24-52. At East Carolina, Mike Houston is out after 5.5 years and a record of 27-38. At Temple, it's Stan Drayton who's out of a job after 2.5 years with a record of 9-25. At North Carolina Charlotte, it's Biff Poggi, who's out after just 1.5 years as head coach with a record of 6-16. And remember Tom Herman, University of Houston and Texas fans? He's at Florida Atlantic. Well, he was, and he was just fired last week after 1.5 years at FAU with a record of 6-16. Around the country, head coaching vacancies now exist at Kennesaw State of Conference USA, Ball State and Central Michigan in the Mid-American Conference, Fresno State and Utah State in the Mountain West, Southern Miss of the Sun Belt Conference, and UMass and Independent. Now that's 12 of the 134 schools in the upper division of college football that are now searching for a new coach. That number could easily double by this time in December. Any college football coach who reaches that top rung in the profession knows that it can come crashing down quickly. The chances of being fired are astronomically higher than having the school's supporters build a statue of you right outside the football stadium like Nick Saban has at the University of Alabama. As the head coach wins, the pressure ramps up. You must keep on winning and achieve even more as your salary also rises. But if you lose, you're going to be gone at some point. So save your money and invest wisely. No wonder most of the head football coaches in college football look so darn unhappy. I'm Swamp Swami.